Parkinson's Society. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, this is Zach Waller.
That's me.
That's great, Mr. Waller. How are you doing today this morning?
Pardon?
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. This connection isn't that great.
Is it better now?
That's better. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So have you had a chance to open up all the websites, or you have just opened up one?
No, the one that I, that first one that you sent me, and I just wrote back to you, it sort of zeroes in on where we are without the fundraising. I mean, this is what we are. We're not exactly healthcare, but we are, I guess we are, for want of a better word, in the healthcare profession.
Right.
Because Parkinson's is an entity of its own, so if that helps you, I don't know.
Can you open up the second one, the foxdesign.com?
The saddle?
Let me just see. Let me send you the link separately so that me and you are both on the site. This one.
Just a second.
Yeah, the Sterling.
Just a minute, please. That's the one that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It certainly epitomizes to a point what we're doing. Home causes, pages, everything, you know, it incorporates pretty much what we're doing.
Perfect. And
we have a newsletter. I don't know if you've been on our site or not. We have a newsletter, and our editor is phenomenal. He started out, he's a student at university, and the first prototype he sent us, I just couldn't believe that anybody could do what he'd done. And he continues. It's an ongoing thing with him. I mean, he's phenomenal. Well, why I'm in this mess, not in this mess, why I'm reaching out, the webmaster or the web designer we had, he can no longer do anything. And now, so this is what we've got to do. You know, we've got to do something.
I started to
edit this morning. I must say the stuff is redundant, but it's not germane to what we're doing, I guess, is what I'm saying. That makes any sense.
Of course it does. So don't worry about it, as you're basically at the right particular part. So we will simply going to be using the same domain name that you have right now, but give your website a new and fresher look and connect all the plugins, all the systems that's needed to be done, so by which everything is basically working for you. Now, how soon do you need this to be completed?
Yesterday. No, I'm being facetious because it's something has not been given much credence to. I haven't been paying much attention to it. What's evolved, and I'll just put things into perspective. I'm the chair, and I do all this stuff on the internet, and most of my connections are American, and this is what I do. My husband is the executive secretary and the office manager. He does all the other stuff. So we're
okay. So trying to
appropriate volunteers, which is like pulling hen's teeth sometimes.
Okay, perfect. Now, is there any functionality or feature that you'd like to let me know which needed to be added up onto the website, or?
I can't off the top of my head tell you, but if you look at the donate page, I changed that this morning, and you may have more suggestions about how to modify that. I don't know. I know it needs to be. This has been our lifeblood because we don't have any donors beyond people that will make memorial donations, and that we need that link. That is one of the primary things that we need, is to maintain or sustain that. You may or not realize, and I'll explain it to you. EARS is our acronym, and that's the name of our newsletter. It's Education, Advocacy, Resources, and Support. So those are the four things that we're geared committed to.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, of course it does. So education, advocacy.
You're being charitable. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So now let me just basically let you know how we work so that we could be on the same page. Now, we don't charge monthly. We don't charge yearly. Whatever you will simply going to pay us, that will be a one-time fee to build your website from scratch and get the design in, get everything set it up for you. Now, also on top of it, we will be sending you a form. So by that particular way, you could let us know what colors you would like to see, what information you would like to put on, some basic details about the business. And once you fill out the form and send it back to us, we go ahead and we start working out for you. In the next 48 hours, we send you the first initial look of your website. And at that particular point, you will surely going to be seeing the first initial look of your new website. And the best part is that, Jack, that you will be having a limited changes and revisions so that you could be satisfied at the end project. Now, the total estimated time that we're simply going to take, that will be 7 to 10 days, considering how fast are you responding us, how fast you're giving us the changes
right.
and every information. So that the timeline depends on that particular part. But meanwhile,
okay.
this website will remain live so that if the customers are coming up, trying to find you, anything like that, the website is not shutting down. And we will be working onto a separate particular platform. And once it's been developed, then automatically the domain, the website that the people are seeing right now, will be replaced with the new one.
Okay. Just talk about colors. I don't know if you're aware, the red tulip is a signature flower for Parkinson's. Does that make any sense to you?
Of course. Of course, I do see that on your particular website. You did have green and red.
To say red is that is our
yeah. Okay, so are you on my website so that I could show you the packages?
Just a minute. I'm still on the chat line.
Let me send you the link, sir, for the package.
This is great. I was gonna call you anyway. So because
yeah, the call is better because
well,
on
no,
chat.
I get some doing things, and then when I find a phone number, I call people because I don't think it's banging back and forth in email doesn't accomplish what we want to accomplish. I guess is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So if you click on the link that I've sent you, if you scroll it down the window, do you see the chat?
Just a minute. Okay, there it is.
Perfect.
That page came up.
All right. Now, if you scroll it down.
I submitted that form.
Yes, you did.
Before.
And that's how we, yeah. You just have to close the form, just cross it, and then if you scroll it down, you will see the reasonable pricing plan. Do you see it?
Just a minute. Just a minute. If I scroll down, you show. Okay, where am I supposed to be? Why will you choose Orbit Design Agency? That's where I am right now.
All right, now scroll it down.
Reasonable pricing plan.
Yeah. You see the pricing?
So, yeah.
All right.
Yes,
now,
I do.
Perfect. Now, you will see the startup, the professional, the elite, and if you scroll it down more, you will see the silver, the business, and interactive. Do you see it?
Right. Well, we're not getting into that.
Of course we are not. But can you read the silver website package?
Just a minute. A custom-made one-query slide banner. up to 10 custom-made banner designs, 10 stock images, unlimited revisions, and special hover effects.
Yeah, if you scroll down the package in between, you will see more features.
Just a minute.
Let me send you on the chat. Let me send you on the chat so that you could read it.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Drive me. Just a bit. Search engine submission. There's not a URL, but there's a script there or text there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will give you 10 to 15 pages, e-commerce so that you can get the donations, custom-made interactive and dynamic high-end website design. It will be built on WordPress, same platform that you guys are familiar with. We will give you 10 custom-made banner designs, stock images, unlimited revisions will be there for you. You will have a content management system so that once we are building up your website and finishing it off, we will give you the back-end access so that you can manage the website by yourself. You can edit it, and many people can basically do the things. Your website will have the online payment integration, booking an appointment, volunteers, everything about it, the sign-up area for newsletters, as you said, the search bar, and we will also be adding up your Facebook and setting up your Instagram, your Twitter, all the accounts, and set that up for you.
Okay, so what are we talking price-wise?
The silver was $11.99, which is a one-time fee. But as you're a nonprofit, what's your zip code?
B3M3V3. We're in Canada.
Yeah, what's your postal code?
B3M3V3.
All right. So as this is a nonprofit organization, so for that particular part, a company usually helps nonprofit organization the most in terms of getting you the discount. So instead of $1,199, I'll make it flat $950 for you. That will going to save you $250 nonprofit discount.
Now that has to translate into American dollars.
Yeah.
That's translated.
Let me tell you what's the total in the American into Canadian. And it's a one-time fee, no monthly, no yearly charge. So if I do the $1,199 into Canadian, that was coming up to $1,564. But after the discount, I'm making it $950, and it's coming up
$1,239. Okay.
And that gives you the same quality for the website like Sterling, even better. And we will also going to give you a video.
Okay. Yeah, this is one of the things that I was, poor Hudson, I drive him crazy. He says, would you tell me what you're talking about when you send me an email? I was thinking of YouTube or something to give us a higher profile, I guess is what I'm trying to do. What's evolved, and I'll put it in perspective, and I won't hold you up. Parkinson's Canada is a national Parkinson's
mm-hmm.
entity. They closed all their offices. So we are it in Nova Scotia. So what you see is what you get, and we have to be quoting Drew Barrymore, top drawer.
Mm-hmm. So you are, so you are just basically taking care for Scotians for like their partners, their families, you're helping them out as one society?
We are it. We are the only voice in Nova Scotia for Parkinson's. There's nobody else.
Perfect.
And it's incumbent upon us to reach out. One of the things that we're having, and I think I alluded to this earlier, is volunteers. It's extremely difficult to get at volunteers, and I don't think we're alone in that, but we're having a heck of a job to appropriate volunteers. One of the main things now that I'm trying to facilitate is a support network to get reach out to a client base, which we don't have. You see, when they left, they told nobody what they were going. So the people that were involved with them have nobody, and we don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they left them high and dry is what they did.
Oh, okay. So we will basically incorporate all of that. I think that the information which you have on the website would remain the same. Is that it?
Basically, maybe some of the stuff will be had to be the terminology or the text will have to be changed. I'm not happy with the one front advocacy. Some of this stuff I can go in and I'd rather not change any more than I have because I think I made a mess. But I think the acronym that I gave you, if we can zero in on, those four components,
mm-hmm.
this is where we need to be.
For sure.
How we incorporate that into the website, that's something the two of us have to come to a consensus on, I guess.
Of course. That's why you're simply going to get the unlimited changes and revisions so that whatever we are doing, you're basically a part of that particular step every single day so that you could see and then you could approve. And then at that particular point, we are putting it on your website, okay? We will use the same logo,
right.
Everything about it. And as far as the board of directors are concerned, the names of the people I have, I can see your name, Jack Waller, Ken Saunders, Theresa, Hudson Barr, Philip. So if you want, we can put your pictures and how you have joined this particular society and how you have created that.
Yeah.
We can also mention that as well for you.
Yeah, well, that's you hit the nail, hit another nail on the head. We incorporated in August of 2018. We've never delineated how we were born. Or how the whole thing evolved. And I guess maybe that needs to be part of the story.
Of course. So that people could
that
be connected
sense.
With it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just to go in there and call. Now, one thing I did find this morning, and the only reason because I was talking to an email last night, she wanted to make a donation and she couldn't find the phone number. Well, I thought it was there. Well, I put the phone number on finally. So that things have not been...
Mm-hmm.
That website has not been given the attention it needs to have.
Of course.
To get the word out as best we can.
And even though right now, if I see the website, I don't see the phone number, I don't see the email where they can contact.
No, it's not. There's nothing. The only way you're going to find the phone number is if you go to the Denote page.
Oh, okay.
That's the only place that it's never, like I said, none of this stuff has been incorporated into the website, and it ought to have been there from the get-go, and it wasn't. The chap that we had doing it, he was good at the beginning, but he can't do it anymore because
right.
of family concerns. So we have, we're basically starting... Not from scratch, but building on what we have, I guess is what I'm saying, Chad.
Of course. We will surely going to go ahead and do the same thing. We will pretty much keep the same items that you have onto the website with a different design and using the same theme for the colors as a flower that you have on the website.
Yeah.
And then we will put some data or content that you're simply going to provide us, like your pictures, your information, and all the stories so that it could be connected. And then we will make the donate page on the home page so that people could directly see it and they could donate you directly.
Yeah. One of the things that's not on there, we have our pins, which should be on there as well. And also we are doing a fundraiser. A friend of ours designed note cards for us and those probably should be promoted on there as well. So the more I talk to you, the more sense comes to and puts things into a better context. Because things that I in the periphery of my mind are there, but until I'm talking to somebody, they don't escalate. I guess is what I'm saying.
Understandable, understandable. But I'm pretty sure it will be a long-term relationship. We don't only do websites. So if you want, we can basically help you with the marketing so that many people can basically come, many people can basically talk to you, and many people can basically donate you.
You see, what we're in a unique position that we're pretty well connected on your side of the border. The Davis Finney Foundation is the biggie, and one of the biggies in the States. They've adopted me as an ambassador, and I forget what else on this. Oh, and we have on this side of the borders Parkinson's International. They're in Markham, Ontario, and they are the only ones that provide free drugs. So that stuff needs to be told. Those stories need to be told.
For sure, for sure. Now, that will be done. That will be done. Now, one more thing, Jack. Would you be keeping the same logo for the business, or do you need the logo services as well? Because right now your logo is pretty basic. So if you want, we can create a logo for you.
Well, what we have been using on some of the sites is our pen, which incorporates the tulip and the Parkinson's Nova Scotia, or Parkinson's Nova Scotia in the pen. I can send you a copy of the pen when we start doing something sensible.
Perfect, perfect. That'll be great. So now, for me to get you started, would you be the only one who will be working with us, or do you have anybody who will be helping you with the website?
Oh my God, I don't know. Hudson is in the background, and he said his schedule is not that available, but I think I can. He and I complement each other, I guess is what I'm saying. And bouncing stuff off each other, I think that's what we have to do.
Perfect.
Hudson and I will be basically, I think, the two that do. Although my husband is here, and if he comes up with something that we need to do, then we'll do it.
Perfect. See, we will have, once we get you started, we will have an in-house portal where you, Hudson, your husband can basically see all the details and all the things that we are doing. And then we could all be at
right.
one single page, so by which you all can approve the things, disapprove the things, like it, dislike it. Whatever you will say, we will do according to that. But I'm pretty sure, as we have done many websites for nonprofit in the past, this will be, again, a new thing for us to go ahead and create something amazing for you guys.
Okay. So where are we right now?
All right. So now I just need to confirm the phone number that will be on the account. That is 902-404-0792. Do you have any cell phone, any other number?
Ken's cell number is 902-943-3717.
And that's Ken, right?
Now, we have a phone in the office. It has a separate number, but it's not connected to anything. So
that's
switchboard,
fine.
For one of a better
I think these two numbers will simply going to work fine.
Yeah, because I'm basically the switchboard, and I try to be more circumspect, make sure that I answer the phone for Parkinson's so people will know who it is. When we do go out and we leave them, put the message machine on, that comes up as Parkinson's. So it's pretty definitive who, you know, we're more,
okay,
I'd say
more
joyous isn't the right word.
Perfect, perfect. So that I think is fine. So I have Jack, I have Hudson, and I have Ken. Now, this number is yours, right, on which we are talking right now?
It's the house phone and the Parkinson's phone.
Okay. Would you be giving me your cell phone so that I could directly contact you if I need any help?
I don't have one. My cell phone is an anathema to me. I won't use the damn thing. If he's not here and if my cell phone rings, it can ring off the wall because I hate them.
All right, perfect. So I'll not ask you that again.
I'm too old for this new technology.
How old are you, Zach?
You want no 83.
Oh, 83. Okay.
And I don't know how I'm doing or why I'm doing or what I'm doing. So.
No, that's fine. You're doing fine. Now, as far as the process is concerned, we will basically going to be taking down the payment and then giving you a confirmation number and then sending you a username and a password at your email, which
right.
is ParkinsonSocietyNovaScotia@gmail.com. And then you,
right.
Hudson, Ken would basically can see that. And then we will send you a form, as I said, that you need to fill it out. If you want, you can fill it out. If you want, I can fill it out for you by keeping you on the phone, whatever you prefer. And then by that way, we will send the form to my design and team. And in the next 24 to 48 hours, they will send you the first initial look off your website. So now, as far as the payment is concerned, what card would you be using? It's a Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
I have two MasterCards. MasterCard. I don't want to give out any card information at this juncture until I've got to sit down and discuss this with him to make sure that he's amenable to what I'm doing.
You're talking about Ken?
Yes.
If you don't mind, can I bring him on the phone as a conference call and I can explain him what it...
He has Parkinson's and he's resting. This is his rest time.
Oh, okay.
I can call you in the... I can probably give you a call in the morning or when he's up. I probably won't be till tomorrow morning that you'll hear from him, if that makes any sense. But I'm not going to disturb his rest
of course.
Period.
Of course. Now, that is totally fine. But even though what I think is that if you're okay with everything that we have discussed, I've showed you the website, the packages, and giving you the discount and everything about it, I think even though if you get this thing started, I'm pretty sure he'll be happy and positive.
Okay. So just let's leave it where it is right now until I talk to him, get him on the line, because I don't want to give out any card information or do anything that's going to get me in more doggy doo doo than I'm in most of the time.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
Do you want me to give you a call back in the evening, maybe after 3, 4, 5 hours?
Well, we'll be here. We're not going anyplace.
Okay. So, meanwhile, if you had a chance to talk to him, you can let me know. And then before going, before leaving from the office, I'll give you a call, and then we'll set up the account.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anything else that you want to know?
No, I appreciate what you've told me, and I'm, you know, I think we're on the same page.
Perfect.
So we'll go from there.
Perfect, sir. So it was a pleasure speaking with you, Jack. Yeah.
Have a great afternoon.
You too, sir. Good afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.